Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. My name is Tammy Jones Gibb, and I'm really excited about today's show because I'm going to be talking with the lovely and talented Megan Good. Now, Megan has starred in countless movies like Stomp the Yard, Jumping the Broom, and Think Like a Man, just to name a few, as well as starring in the Showtime acclaimed series Californication. And now she can be seen in the NBC mid-season drama Deception. I will be talking about Megan, about this role, and what it's like to work with the handsome Laz Alonso, her co-star in the show, and other projects she's interested in working on, like portraying Whitney Houston. So don't go anywhere. Megan Good will be here live on That's Entertainment, so stay tuned.
Is this radio spot where Nikki Baker's life? It would start pretty normal, like this.
And about this far in, Nikki would drop out of high school.
Here, she'd be forced to work two jobs, but then she'd decide to earn her GED diploma.
It would be the beginning of a brighter future. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future.
GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why would you say?
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say thank you and welcome. That's Entertainment is usually broadcast live from NYC every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. But today is a special early morning edition of That's Entertainment because my special guest will be the beautiful and talented Megan Good. Now, Megan Good, if you don't know who this beautiful young lady is, she has starred in so many movies, Stomp the Yard, Think Like a Man, other movies like Roll Bounce, Deliver Us from Evil, Eva, Friday with Ice Cube. The list goes on. And now she's going to be my special guest. We should expect Megan around 8:20 this morning. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on Megan, I'm going to play a little early morning music to get you going, get us started while she calls in. If you have any questions for Megan, by all means, please post your questions in the chat room. It's a short interview today, so I'll try to get to your question as quickly as possible. But in the meantime, we're going to start the hour with a couple of music. We're going to start out with a new one from Tina Marie called Love Letter, which just was released last Tuesday, I believe. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
about that time for me to paint pictures on the walls in your mind. These quality masterpieces are hard to find. Swap from 6 to 9, they stand online. I feel like an underdog coming from behind. Pressure bust pipes, relax, you'll be fine. LL got the remedy, intervention divine. I gave you the gift for missing me, it's all by design. It's a privilege to be mine. I put it all on the line. All night you can come, all day you can shop. Let the bells jingling and let the champagne pop. 12:06:59 It's time to make the bedrock. It's hood, we don't even hear the sirens and gunshots. I'm stroking, you're floating and whatnot. Skin sticky, but no hickeys. Better not. Attention tie, I'm outside the box. A pin on a balloon without making it pop. It feels like New Year's, but 2 balls drop. Almost at the top, now you're begging me to stop. It's a privilege to be mine. I put it all on the line. All night you can come, all day you can shop. Let the bells jingling and let the champagne pop.
2J featuring Joe, a new one called Take It, and we started the hour with a new one from Lady T called Love Letter. If you are joining in for the first time, welcome. You are listening to a early morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say thank you and welcome. That's Entertainment is normally broadcast live from the NYC every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, please be a registered listener here on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is give yourself a name and you'll be able to know when I'll be on the air live. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and register as a listener. It is free. Also, That's Entertainment is on Facebook. We have a fan page. Please like our page. It shows you a list of all the stories that I'll be covering during the week and some of the stories that I didn't get a chance to get to on the show. So register, like our fan page and just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. You can also follow us on Twitter at thatsentertain1, that's THATS, entertain, and the number one. Or you can also follow me as well. I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO, and the number 14. Right now we have here 14 minutes after the hour. We are welcoming a special guest on today's show. I'm really excited because we have the talented and beautiful Megan Good. She's going to be coming here in another 6 minutes to talk about her new show on NBC, a mid-season show called Deception, where she plays a detective by the name of Joanna Lacasto, where she is going undercover as apparently one of her best friends and a young lady that she grew up with was accidentally murdered, and now she is sent back. She was out in San Francisco, and then she comes back to the East Coast to work undercover to find out who killed her. And also she connects with one of the families, the daughter, her best friend's brother. They had a relationship going back in the day, and also she has a relationship with the FBI agent, Will Moreno, who is played by the very handsome Laz Alonso. So we're going to be talking about her role on this show, and also about this talk about she's interested in playing a biopic of Whitney Houston, because believe it or not, and I didn't even know this, Megan also sings and raps, and she also has a girl group called Hello. So we're going to be talking about that as much as we can, to talk about, you know, her career, the roles that she chooses, and especially because now she's a Christian, you know, is it harder for her to choose certain roles because of her religious beliefs. So we're very excited here to talk with her. I will be back. I'm going to take another commercial break, and we'll be talking with Megan Good. So stay tuned.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Right now we have here 18 minutes after the hour. You are just listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in what's going on in the entertainment world, as far as celebrities, what's going on with your favorite celebrities, and what's related to pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, thank you for tuning in. I see we got a few people on the phone lines who are up early with me this morning. We got a few people in the chat room. We got Cyanide, and we had guests, 505 was in the chat room. So thank you for tuning in and joining me early this morning, or early Monday morning. Usually we broadcast live every Wednesday afternoon between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Right now we're just waiting on our special guest, Megan Good, who we all know from all her countless movies like Stomp the Yard. She was just recently in Steve Harvey's new movie, Think Like a Man, based on his best-selling book. She was also on Californication, playing a young woman named Kylie. She was on there as well, and she's in a new show on NBC called Deception, where she plays a detective who is going undercover to find out what happened because her best friend had died unexpectedly, and apparently she might believe that she was murdered by somebody in the family, and she goes back and works undercover, and apparently she knows the family very well because her mother was the nanny of this, she was the nanny since she was 4 years old with this family, so she's not a stranger, even though sometimes they treat her like one. And it's a great show. If you haven't seen it, it comes on Monday night on NBC at 10 p.m. And it's like a page turner. If you are familiar with, are you used to reading mystery novels? That's how it kind of remind me. You know, it's like this constant intrigue, the page turner. You want to know what's going to happen next. So again, it comes on tonight, every Monday night at 10 p.m. on NBC. Right now we have here, it's 20 minutes after the hour. We're just waiting on Megan to call in. In the meantime, we're going to play some music for you until she comes in. This is a new one from Bruno Mars, which it was number one on the Billboard 100 charts, and it's called Locked Out of Heaven. Welcome my special guest, the beautiful and talented Megan Good. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for joining me early in the morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show because I've been a big fan of yours for the longest. And it's really exciting to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Now, you had starred in so many countless of movies like Jumping the Broom, Stomping the Yard, and Think Like a Man, The Love Guru, just to name a few. How do you know when a role is right for you? How do you pick and choose your roles?
Well, you know, first of all, a lot of the opportunity is what comes to you and, you know, what people allow you to kind of, you know, put yourself on tape for, audition for. And then once you have an opportunity, it's, you know, is this something that I want to do? Is this something that I'll be able to do something I haven't gotten a chance to do before creatively? Is it something that God will approve of? Is there a message or a story or a lesson or, you know, so I kind of choose what roles I play many different ways, to be honest.
Now, of all the characters that you have played, which one was your favorite?
You know, I really liked Maya in Think Like a Man. Mm-hmm. I had fun with her. Also, this little film I produced called Miles from Home. I liked the character that I played in that. Her name was Natasha, and she was just very quirky and offbeat. I'm trying to think of this. I mean, there's a lot of characters that I've enjoyed playing, but I think more recently it was Maya, and then now the character that I'm playing, Joanna, on Deception.
Now, I read that you have a passion for singing and rapping, and I also heard that you're interested in playing a biopic of Whitney Houston. Is this something that's just in the works now for you, or just this something that you're trying to throw out there?
It's something that is near and dear to my heart because I knew Whitney,
mm-hmm.
and I discussed it with her a little bit prior to her passing, And we were, you know, basically I was kind of pitching to her the idea that the movie would end with a new beginning, which was Sparkle. It was at the time she was filming Sparkle. So I don't know. I don't know what will happen. Mm-hmm. I would love to do it because I understand her. I understand what it is to be incredibly misunderstood and people not to really know your heart. And I just think she is an incredible woman of God and an incredible spirit and hilarious and fun. And I think a lot of people forget about what she accomplished and how she kind of really will be and has always been the one person who's had a voice like that ever on this planet.
Right.
You know, I'd like to see it get done because I think it's an important story, both the ups and downs.
Now let's talk about Deception. I got to say, I really like this show because it reminds me of back in the day when you used to read those very intriguing mystery novels, a constant page turner. You want to know what? Yeah, it's like you want to know what's going to happen next. Can you tell the listeners out here who have not seen it what is the show about?
Yes. Deception is a show about this incredibly wealthy family. And my character, Joanna, my mother was the live-in house nanny for this family. And basically, I grow up in that household between the ages of 4 to 17. And their youngest daughter was the same age as me, Vivian, who was my best friend and kind of my everything. And when we got about 17, we had this really kind of bad falling out. And I left, moved to San Francisco. I grew up and became a San Francisco police officer. Vivian grew up and she became kind of a socialite and had a lot of drug problems and just different issues that she was dealing with. And the show opens where my ex-partner, my ex-flame, comes to recruit me to join the FBI to find out who murdered Vivian. Vivian ends up dead in the beginning of the pilot. And so they believe that somebody in the family had something to do with it. So they want me to go back in and infiltrate the family that raised me for a majority of my life that I haven't seen in 17 years and find out, you know, who done it.
Now, speaking of your ex-flame, you're working with your ex-flame, Will, and you're also you're going behind the scene and you're trying to get back close with the family. And Julian, one of the sons in the family, you had something going on with him back in the day when you were younger. It's like a love triangle almost. Is it working up to that point where it's going to become a love triangle between Will, your character Joanna, and Julian?
Oh, yes. It's very much a love triangle. Because, you know, she cares about both of these men. Julian was the guy who took her virginity and was the guy that she, you know, the only guy she really kind of knew growing up in the household. And he was kind of the fantasy guy that she always wanted to be with, and it just never happened. And then Will has been her best friend, and he's been her partner. He's been on her side and on her team as an adult for as long as she can remember, and she loves him too. So now going back into this world, you know, she's spending time with both and cares about both and has different histories with both. So it definitely becomes a love triangle.
Wow. Now, I know the character Will is played by the very handsome Laz Alonso, but this is not your first time working with him. What was it like to work with him again?
It's fun. Like, me and Laz always have a good time. We have a great relationship, a great friendship. He's really good friends with my husband, and we just, you know, we have a good time, make silly noises and act like teenagers and annoy everyone on set. You know, we just have a good time.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to watching tonight's episode. And for those who have not seen the show, please watch this show because it's very intriguing. I'm telling you, you can't wait for next week's episode. That's how good it is.
Yay.
But NBC, 10 o'clock tonight, Deception with the beautiful and talented Megan Good. And Megan, will you be watching the inaugural festivities this morning?
Yes, I will be. I'll be jumping back in between scenes, but I'll be watching it.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come talk with me. It's such early in the morning, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Megan Good. Please check out her show tonight on NBC called Deception. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Comes on every Monday night. And support Megan Good. Support her show. A beautiful young lady. And we can't wait to hopefully she'll be able to do this biopic of Whitney Houston, because she's also a singer and a rapper, which I didn't know. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully that coming to happen to the surface. Meanwhile, right now we got 8:30 here on the East Coast. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, please click up the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you will get a reminder when I'm on the air live. Also, we're also on Facebook. Just check out our fan page. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. And you can also follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain One. That's THATS Entertain and the number one. Well, that will be all for today, but tune in tomorrow where I have another special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm going to be talking with actress Nia Vardalos. Now, Nia is best known for her role in the Academy-nominated movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She's going to be my guest tomorrow morning around 10:40 tomorrow morning. Nia is also going to be starring as a guest role appearance on NBC Law and Order Special Victim Unit, where she plays a defense attorney. So we'll be talking about that role and to talk about life after that mega hit, The Big Fat Greek Wedding, and also her writing projects, because she's also a writer. She has a book coming out, and we'll be talking with her about that. Again, that's tomorrow morning at around 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where my special guest will be Nia Vardalos. So I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and have a great morning, and see you next time. Take care.